As you know, Hurricane Floyd, and I mentioned living through the threat of a hurricane for myself in Miami, Hurricane Floyd has done its thing, man. It's come ashore in South Carolina. I talked to somebody in New York City today. They said it's raining heavily in New York as a result of this enormous storm that blew ashore this morning, somewhere around Cape Fear, North Carolina. And this was a Category 3, so it wasn't quite as strong as the Category 5 that had been out in the open sea, but it was still pretty heavy. There's some people, at least we had our news people out there, and found one guy who has traveled all the way from Southern California. You are involved in what is called, extreme surfing or extreme, this is a new kind of surfing where people are going out and surfing hurricanes?
Well, Phil, basically...
And what is your name?
Phil, I'm Jeff Downer. I'm from Temple City.
Okay. You and a group of friends went out to North Georgia?
Came out North Georgia actually this past weekend, and we went out up at Pimlico Beach, which is near South Carolina border, earlier this weekend, and we were definitely catching some major size. We surfed about 15 foot.
15 foot?
That's correct, right. And I tell you, it's completely extreme. Something we do enjoy doing, we do what's called severe weather surfing. We missed it. The typhoon season, which is in Japan right now, but we're very, very hardcore, we're very, very extreme, and we do enjoy what we call danger surf, extreme surfing.
So you guys go out there and surf the waters of any shoreline where there's a hurricane coming in.
That's correct. We did talk about 93. I was at Kauai for Niki, which was, that was so awesome out there. They was doing 15, 20-foot surf out there as the Niki was burned down at Kauai. And we do, I guess you'd say we're very, very extreme in what we do. We're very nuts.
All right, hold on for just a second. I want to get a bid here from Larry in Simi Valley. Hi, Larry.
Hi.
How are you tonight, sir?
Oh, real good.
We have a couple of tickets for Casino Night. That'll be on Saturday night in Studio City at the CBS Studio Center. $150 is the opening bid. What is your bid, sir?
$200.
$200. You're a kind man, and I appreciate that. You hold the line. Mike's going to get some information. We'll see if anybody's out there to top that bid, Larry, okay?
Thank you.
So, Larry in Simi Valley, $200. We're raising money for my friend's place. Mr. Downer, go ahead. You are doing what is called extreme surfing, so you're surfing hurricanes, right?
Well, we're not out in the middle of the hurricane, Phil. I think it's a misnomer to say we're out in the middle of a hurricane, but we are ahead of the waves where the storm is out. Generally not going to find anybody. It's too weak of heart out there. We are extreme, a little bit psycho, and it just sort of makes it a lot of fun.
The waves are generally what? Were they 15 foot?
They were 15 foot out here yesterday when the storm finally hit this morning. About 7 a.m. when it made landfall out here, but 2-3 days ahead of that, we were out in the stuff, and it was very, very heavy. It was very, very interesting.
You call this extreme surfing?
Extreme surfing, severe weather surf, we call it psycho surf season's upon us.
And tell me about the typhoon. I know that you guys travel literally long distances to surf a lot of this weather, right?
Well, that's a typhoon. It was, I think it was due for the southern islands of Japan, and we thought about making it over to Saipan, but barely missed out on that to do that. But I did talk to Yoshi Brothers in Saipan of the southern islands of Japan. Yoshi Brothers are very, very extreme. They are maniacs, and I'll tell you right now, they just told me that it was outstanding situation out there right now.
Do you guys just surf regular, beaches? I mean, you're here from Southern California.
No, we do surf. Obviously, it's pretty, for me, it's a little bit tame. What I try to do is get as much extreme surfing in as I can, because I'm looking for a new kind of situation and not the sort of tame situation out in Southern California.
You're not calling the waves out here as tame compared to surfing hurricane season and surfing hurricane waves, But it's still pretty interesting surf, right?
Well, you know, you have most of your surfing championships in SoCal, but what we're looking for is a step up in class, and it's not for everybody because, like I said, my friends and I are pretty psycho, and we're fairly psycho, and when psycho surf season hits, what we call the psycho surf or severe weather surf hits, we're ready. We got board in hand. I've got my stick and ready to go, you know, and it's been wild.
Do people look at you like you're nuts?
Well, you see a lot of the TV crews. I'll tell you right now, it's the nuttiest thing is we come into town. We came to Pimlico Beach here last weekend. We're coming into town to surf, and all you see is everybody going out of town. And for me, that's one of the most, enriching feelings that you can have is when you see people leaving town, and there we are on our way into town to do our thing and to do. And that's the most excellent thing that's going on right now, Phil.
Okay, question for you. The kind of board you use. Are you using a longboard, or what is...
No, I don't use no longboard. I'm not into the rhino chasers, you know. I use a short stick with a leash, you know, because it can get fairly hairy, obviously, when you're talking 15, 20 foot. And you're looking at winds of about 40 miles an hour because it's basically tropical storm conditions. So I use a short stick with a leash. You don't want to lose a board because that thing's going to wind up, on the inland at like a couple of miles. I don't use no... And by the way, for all my friends in SoCal, you know, who are using that neoprene foot grip, man, I do not need no. When I need a grip, man, I go to the sex wax. And when we get into town, it's gonna blow people away, man, because we are psyched, and we're psyched up for all that's going on.
So, this Hurricane Floyd, you mentioned you had surfed ahead of Aniki in Kauai.
In Kauai, we did some surf of Hugo, some of the main ones, Aaron, last year. We did make it down for Andrew, rolled against Andrew in Miami. So we did as much as we could, in that situation. But my class got, you know, a lot of different things you can do in extreme surfing, and you want to try it out.
What are some of the moves?
Well, what I do is a headstand, 15, 20-foot wave, where you got 40-mile-an-hour tropical storm winds. What I do is a classic headstand, and I will move it to the front of the board, get on my hands, and stand on that board. You do it right, especially on a short stick. Keep that thing going good.
You're doing a headstand.
I'm doing a handstand on the front end of the board when I'm at 15, 20-foot. I did that in a knee. I did that move for Hugo. I did that move for Andrew. All of these are just part and parcel, you know, of what we call psycho surf.
I'm talking to Jeff Dotter. He's from Southern California. He and his friends are in North Georgia at a place called Pimlico Beach. You guys were down around Jekyll Island, too?
Yeah, Jekyll Island earlier, but when the storm was down that close to that area, right.
These guys call themselves severe weather surfers, extreme surfing. They surf hurricanes. They surf bad weather, tropical storm conditions when the waves out there, which obviously they don't get much higher than, 2 foot out there, right?
Well, there's certain parts of Florida where they're going to get, a good 5, 6, 7 foot surf like Sebastian is, but generally the surf's pretty flat. It's not anything special, but this is the time of year when the hurricane season hits, where you get out and have some fun out there, and that's what we do. We're very, very psycho. My friends and I are very extreme. I don't recommend this for just anybody. I mean, you know, if you want to lay around the beach, go out and play around in the waves out in Huntington, in California, that's fine. But if you're looking for something a little bit extra, I'm always looking for something a little bit extra, man. I don't just be hanging around on no rhino chaser, man. I got my short stick. I'm out here. I'm saying we're psycho.
Okay. Jeff Dotter, who is in North Georgia right now, surfing. Floyd, Hurricane Floyd. 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 521-KFI. So Dotter back on the line here now in We had to take care of some business there, Mr. Dowd. I appreciate it. Back on the line in Pimlico Beach, Georgia.
That's interesting now, while you're doing that, I was looking at some of the weather maps here and looking at some of the stuff that's coming in. The tail end of this storm is probably going to be whipping around a little bit more, so we might be able to do a little bit more of the stream surf we're talking about.
Okay, so you guys are out there. What's the surf like right now? These guys are in Georgia, and they've been up to South Carolina surfing the waves ahead of Hurricane Floyd, which went ashore, but there still is some pretty good chop, huh?
Yeah, I'd say it's a decent, it's not like it was last weekend, 15, 20 foot. But one of the things I really wanted to say, because I think it's important to let people know, this is something that, you know, I do, my friends do, we all are involved in this, but it's certainly anything that I would recommend for anybody, even if you surf, I mean, because we're very, very psycho, we're very, very extreme.
You know, well, what do you mean you're psycho and extreme? In other words, a normal human being?
Well, I'm saying that we enjoy very extreme situations like severe weather surfing because you've got a combination of high waves and you've got a combination of high winds. It makes it like, you know, very, very sweet, you know, to get out in the middle of that. But I would not recommend it for a lot of different people.
Well, I imagine there's some people out there who can lose their lives if they don't watch what they're doing.
Well, there's no doubt about that. There's a pier at Pimlico right now. A couple of guys I've seen trying to shoot that pier during the extremely heavy surf that they had here for Floyd. One guy saying, you know, trying to shoot it, didn't turn out too good for him. He went to the hospital, had a broken arm, but, you know, he busted himself up pretty good. But I think that, for the most part, we know what we're doing. But it's very extreme. It's very radical. We don't recommend it for just anybody. And if you're into extreme sports of any kind at all, you might want to check out Psycho Surf, because it's the bomb. It's what we've been doing here the last couple of days. I'm telling you, it's great, man.
Okay, so when you're out of there, what do? You look at weather maps, look for the next big storm?
Right now, during the hurricane season, dude, it's sort of like I said, a typhoon in Japan. The Yoshi brothers got off the phone with them. And
who are the Yoshi brothers?
There's a couple of very extreme guys that own Saipan, Japan, who are total maniacs and completely out of their minds like we are. Me and my friends are totally psyched and ready for action. I talked to Yoshi, he said it was pretty cool over there right now. So, yeah, yes, we do.
So you're looking at weather maps and you're looking at, the Weather Channel, and you're finding out where the next big storm is, huh?
Yeah, well, this past season's been pretty good. There's been a few, and this one here is Hurricane Ford, A, B, C, D, E, F. That's the sixth one, because they name them after people, and they name them after people.
I know they name them after people. I mean, they...
Well, they used to only name them after chicks, and then they decided to start naming them after dudes, too. You know,
yeah, I got that, okay.
So what they do is they start at A, and they go all the way to Z, man. I'll tell you right now, I'd love to see the hurricane season, man, when they get Hurricane Zelda or Hurricane Zimmerman or something. The friend of mine told me that one season when they had, like, a Hurricane Zimmerman or Zeke or something. And
they never had a Hurricane Zeke.
Yeah, they had one hurricane, man. They went all the way through the alphabet, because that's how many of them.
That means they would have had to have 26 hurricanes in one season.
You know, my understanding was they did back in 88 or 87. They went like Alice, Brad, Kathy, Derek, you know, and they went all the way down to Zeke. You know, a friend of mine who surfed Zeke, and he said Zeke was awesome as a Category 4.
Friend of yours, hurricane. He was a...
You know, they had a Jebediah. Did you remember Jebediah? They had a Jebediah that killed, that kicked ass. You know, they had a...
Jebediah, was in 87.
That was, 87, 88, something like that. But a friend of mine surfed Zeke, and if
there was no Zeke, man, I don't know that...
Well, his son said that there was, and he's very, very extreme.
Yeah, he may be extreme, man, but they never had no Hurricane Zeke, okay? They've never gone through the whole alphabet. They've gotten as far as Floyd. I mean, they've gotten as far as, like...
Well, they had to start... Then that year, what I heard, is they had to start over double S, you know, because of they went through it.
What do you mean?
Well, if they go through the whole alphabet, they got to start again, like Aaron, with double letters at the beginning of Babab. We had Hurricane Babab.
What do you mean, Hurricane Babab?
Well, when they go through the whole alphabet, man, okay, because I've been psychosurfing for years, okay? They go through the whole alphabet, and then they start all over again with double-letter first names. So that season, 87, the Hurricane season, they had Hurricane Aaron, and then they had Hurricane Bob, and then they...
Well, well, look it, man.
Then they had Kateri, which also was...
I never heard of this.
Well, that's what happened now here, because a friend of mine, man, he said Bob kicked his ass. He surfed Bob, and then they...
What
I'm serious as a heart attack, man. I'm serious as a heart attack. A friend of mine has surfed in the I had a friend of mine got brain damage, man. And he'll say stuff like Bob, you know. Go, hey, man, what's there, like 16 different trips around the hurricane wheel, bro? What's up with that?
So what do you mean, Bob?
Well, that's a hurricane.
All right, look. Congratulations on a great psycho surf season to you.
Yeah, it's been right so far, Phil.
We're looking forward to hearing more. We certainly don't want a lot of devastating hurricanes, though, because that causes so much in property damage.
Yeah, well, that year that they had Bob...
Will you knock it off with the Bob? There was no Hurricane Zeke, as far as I know, and I think you're misleading people, or your friend is misleading you.
Well, I'm sorry, man. You know, I don't think Dave Newton had lied to me, okay? One of the last things he said to me, man, when he went into that pylon at the pier, he goes, man, it's bad, but it wasn't as bad as Bob.
And then he died.
So he died in my arms, yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, man. Have a good time coming home, okay?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll get back here in about a week. Yeah.
Okay. That's Jeff Downer in Pimlico Beach, Georgia, surfing Floyd. 1-800-52-BOB. Hey, Jeff, you're a dick. How about that? 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI, LA County. Phil Henry here. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Shut up.
Phil Henry.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Jeff Downer's back on the line with us here. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm right here, man. I was just right when you hung up on me, man. I heard you call me a dick. And
well, let me explain that, okay?
No, this is you don't know. They go around.
No, wait a minute. When you tell me that they had so many hurricanes in 1988 that they went all the way down the alphabet, right?
Yeah, it was Zeke, and then they start again with Aaron.
And you're now hold on. And you're telling me that when they start all over again, they have to start with double letters, right?
Yeah, that's right, man. So the first hurricane after he went to Zeke, and Zeke kicked Dan Knutson's ass, man.
I don't care about Dan Knutson, okay? But after Zeke, you said they had Aaron.
They had Aaron, which was in September of 88, and then Bob.
Now, there you go. That's the Bob. Because why?
Because they start with double letters, man.
It's Bob.
Yeah, man, and you're calling me a dick?
Well, because of Bob.
Well, why don't you shut down the nuts?
Okay, that's it. See you later, man. The nuts. All right, it's the Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. Will you look that up? Seriously, in 88, did they go down to Zeke and start all over again with Aaron and Bob? Because, you mean, what do you mean they did? I think you're the nuts.
Somebody's out to get you, lady. Give up your
they do.
Stimulating pop radio.